Chris, because you mentioned the fear, when the fear fell out with you, I mean, she described you as a gay. Are you a gay?
Perhaps it's quite an interesting question. You would, and it's like saying somebody who advocates for animal rights, animal, that kind of nonsense conception that you have with Ghanaians. The reason why people say, oh, Chris is gay is because I am a sort of advocate, you know, a human rights advocate. I live in a country where there is, you know, gay rights are very important here. I live in the United Kingdom. People have the right to, you know, whatever partner they want, you know, right to sexual orientation. They've got the right to marry either gay or, you know, heterosexual. I'm a human rights, you know, advocate. I'm somebody who's attended law school throughout the adult part of my life. I have a degree in law. I have 2 masters already in law. You wouldn't expect me to think like Afia. You wouldn't expect me to say gays have no rights. And when people see me advocating for gay rights through my writer, saying, you know what, you cannot lynch gays in Ghana. No matter how appalling you see their behavior, no matter how appalling you know, see their conduct, even if you don't disagree with people who are said to be gay, you cannot kill them, you cannot beat them, you cannot lynch them. They are humans as we all, and we need to advance their human rights as well. So it's because of such advocacy that Afia would just jump in and attempt to sort of like, you know, slander me by saying, oh, you are gay, you know. I'm married, you know, I'm happily married, you know. And before I got married, of course, you know, as if I was to tell you, you know.
I think Afia described you that if it, way before you got married.
That's what I'm saying. Before that, I had, you know, had a girlfriend, I'd been with my girlfriend for years and all this kind of stuff. So it's a matter of, you know.
But Chris, know. you and I know that having a girlfriend doesn't, I mean.
No, but I live in a country where, if I want to be gay, why would I have a girlfriend? I don't live in Ghana where I have to pretend. I live in the United Kingdom where I have so many girlfriends from university and stuff. So if I want to be gay, I would just be gay. I'm not prohibited. The reason why you find people who are sort of gays in, who are gays in Ghana, you know, getting married and having girlfriends and all those kind of things, because they live in a country where gay rights are oppressed and they have no rights, and actually they're going to be lynched if they are found out as being gay. I live in a country where gay rights are promoted, so why would I, you know, if I was truly gay, I wouldn't, you know, worry myself about anything. I'll just get married to my gay partner, whatever it is. So there's no truth to that. It's just one of those nonsense, you know. It's just full of, you know, garbage. So I really don't pay attention to it. But it's, as I said, it's out of, you know, my advocacy and the fact that, you know, I believe every human being, either gay, lesbian...
But Chris, apart from a fear, you've had issues with a lot of celebrities. I can make mention. Now, what is even trending now is you and Lala Jency, and we've got Jay Foley, Lexis Bill, Yvonne Nelson... Why Chris Vicente Japon always...
But you've mentioned like 5 or 6 celebrities. I'm also good friends with several celebrities, from, you know, Jocelyn Duma to, you know, Shelley Frimpong Manson to Nanama McBrown, you know, to A-plus, to several people. I don't know if you saw my wedding pictures. Almost every celebrity in Ghana was there. So there are people that I'm also good friends with. Yeah, of course, you know, I cannot be friends with everybody. The reason why I cannot be friends with everybody is some people have low tolerance level. For instance, somebody like Leila Jency. I was good friends with Leila over time. But then she decided to try and control my content. You know, there's one thing with these celebrities. The moment you are friends with them, they think that means everything you have to write about them should be favorable to them. And to me, that is not journalism. If I'm just going to set up a blog to just talk, you know, what, or to just write about what these people want to hear, or just become some sort of like a stooge for these people, where I would be expected to just discuss what they want to hear, then I would just close down my blog. So the reason why, if you look at the background stories, most of these people you've mentioned, Leila, Miss Bell, and the others, you know, they were one time my friends. When it was, you know, the party was well for them, like when the party was going their way, when, you know, it was nice, when we were writing favorable things about them, they were my friends. The moment something breaks out, for instance, me and Miss Bell used to be friends until I wrote an article about her son.
And describe the son as what?
Jon Snow. Like, you know, in Game of Thrones, what Game of Thrones? Anybody like Snow. Mm. Anybody whose father cannot be sort of treated. Or let's say a bastard in that kind of way. So, and I didn't actually even mean to offend her. So she got upset. And that's how we fell out. This is somebody who's been my friend for 3 or 4 years. And throughout all these 3 or 4 years, I've written, you know, interesting articles about Miss Bell, you know, when she's got new movies, music or new music videos, yeah. She'll get to me and say, you know, Chris, can you write something about my music video? Can you help me promote it? All these times, she remains my friend. But the moment I write an article that sort of offends her, then that is the end of friendship. You know, same way with Layla. I was friends with Layla, you know, in the early, let's say in 2010, 2011, you know, or 2009, 2010, 2011. For about 2 or 3 years, I was friends with Layla. And then we fell out because she didn't like the focus of my content. Because she claims that a journalist from my website, one of my writers, actually called a studio in the, Hollywood to try and make inquiries about her movie. And this is what I call good journalism. If Layla comes out to tell Ghanaians that she's shooting a Hollywood movie with a budget of $2 million, and you find all the Ghanaian platforms, you know, newspapers, everybody reporting it as such, but are actually not going further, and Ghana celebrities decide, you know, go further to find out, is she telling us the truth? Because if you're shooting a Hollywood movie, there should be certain records. Because just saying, just coming to Ghana to say you're shooting Hollywood movies is just not enough for us. So we actually called several of the studios in the United States to find out whether what Layla was saying, you know, was true or not.
And yeah.
You know, something that sort of started my fallout with Layla. So these things, I would say, are just me trying to do my job as a journalist or as a web publisher or as a blogger, and these celebrities not sort of being happy with it. And it's interesting, some of them, we fall out as friends, you know, they come back. For instance, me and Lydia Fawcett fell out for about 2 years. Today, we are best of friends. We even spoke yesterday. So it's one of those things, you know. And one thing I would want to say, or I should perhaps point out, is that Ghanaian celebrities, not even Ghanaian celebrities, celebrities all over the world are very sensitive. They are sort of hyper emotional. The moment you say something about them, they flip. I get loads of text messages, insults, you know, and sometimes I just take it as, you know, it's part of the job. And sometimes I put myself in their shoes and say, you know what, I would have also been offended if I were them. For instance, if I'm doing something bad, let's say I am an abusive man, and in the UK...
I was actually going to go there.
Yes, so let's say, for instance, I was an abusive man, and I live in the UK, and I've been beating my wife, you know, and something that I've been doing and trying to keep under the grass. And a journalist comes out, you know, actually investigates me or find out, you know, the sort of, you know, vicious individual that I am, and then goes out there to make a publication on this. Of course, the journalist is not going to be my best friend. I'm going to hate that person. So I sometimes do understand these people, and to me, it's just an attempt to protect their interest, and also my attempt to protect my interest. It's like cat and dog. The relationship between a journalist and his subject, to me, is like cat and dog situation, where I want to report on you and you don't want me to report on you. So there's that sort of tension every day, even from the beginning. The only times that you find journalists and other people that are perhaps their subjects very much on good terms is that the journalist is actually not doing his job, or he's actually ignoring loads of them, or he is not actually being able to look